Good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is the Prayer Closet. It's that half hour we take out of every day to lift up your needs, cares, and concerns before the Lord. And it is our pleasure to pray for you. So if you have a need today, 419-389-0893. 419-389-0893 is the number to call. You can also go online and email or text to prayer@yeshome.com. However you do it, let us know what your need is today, and we will pray for you. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information. We just want to pray for you this day. So don't allow that to hinder you or keep you from getting the prayer that you need. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. Lord, we thank you this day for your love and grace and mercy, for your many blessings that you pour out on us each day. Lord, we pray that you will bless your listeners this day, that you will strengthen us and encourage us, build us up, Lord, for everyone who calls in with a prayer request, a need, Lord, that they will find you faithful to meet that need, that they will be strengthened and encouraged because they know the power of God is at work in them. Lord, you are good and gracious and loving Father who gives good things to your children. And so we thank you, Lord. We praise you. We give you all glory this day because indeed you are worthy of praise, worthy to be celebrated. And Lord, we exalt you. We praise you. We give you glory today. Pray that you would move with power and with might within us and through us, that we might experience the fullness of your grace and mercy. And we pray this in your holy and precious name. Amen. 419-389-0893, 419-389-0893, or prayer@yeshome.com. And before we get into our prayer requests, we always like to get into the Word of God. And today we're in Thessalonians. We've been looking through the book of Thessalonians. We're in chapter 4, where Paul's writing to the Thessalonians about what's happening when Christ returns, and what happens to those who have died in the Lord, who have fallen asleep, as Paul says. Because clearly there's some questions about from the Thessalonians, and they wanted to know what happened to them when they passed away, and what happens when Christ returns. Will they miss out on that? What, they had a lot of questions about this, and so Paul is teaching them. And we're going to pick it up in verse 14. Well, we'll take it in verse 13, might as well. Get the full context. It says, "Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep, or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left to the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words." So we have this hope that those who have died, you're not lost to us, but that Jesus will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in him. You know, elsewhere, Paul writes that to be absent the body is to be with the Lord. There was a clear expectation that when we died, we go to be with Christ. And so we're with him, but we're with him in a way that is apparently not in the fullness of how we're supposed to be with him. Because something happens when Christ returns with the dead in Christ. Now, Paul's first of all writing to assure the Thessalonians that those who have passed on before them are not going to miss out on what's happening here. They're not going to miss out when Christ returns. They're not going to miss out on this glorious appearing. They're not going to be left behind, so to speak, and, you know, forgotten, that they will participate in the great and glorious coming of the Lord. In fact, he says that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. But rather, the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command and the voice of the archangel and the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. And this has led to a lot of speculation, honestly, about exactly what Paul's saying here, because, you know, we've been told elsewhere that absent the body is with the Lord. So if they're already with God, and we see a picture like in Revelation and other places where the people of God are surrounding the throne of God and already with him. So what's happening here with the dead? And there have been all kinds of speculations about this. Some talk about soul sleep, where we just kind of sleep until Christ returns and then he raises them up. Some that say that we go in a spirit but not in a body. You know, there's all kinds of ideas about what is exactly happening here. And I don't want to get too deep in the weeds with all that. You know, people, good people who believe love the Lord and trust the Lord can have different opinions about some of these things. And so we don't want to get too lost in the weeds here. But let's just look at what he's telling us here. The promise here. We may not understand all the mechanics of it, right? We may not understand exactly all the hows of what's going to happen. But we do can all clearly understand the promise. And the promise is, first of all, that when Christ returns, both the dead in Christ and those who are still alive are all going to be reunited to be with Christ. In whatever state they're in, we will all be reunited to be with Christ. That we will all participate in his second coming. That when Christ returns to gather his people, we will all be joined together as one. Every believer who has ever lived will be joined together in that moment to be with Christ and to go with him and meet him in the clouds and to celebrate that moment. That's the great promise. No one misses out. And we'll all be brought together to celebrate this together as the body of Christ. And whatever the mechanics of that are and how that all works out, the promise is that we will all be together to be with Jesus. The dead in Christ first, then us. We will be caught in the air in the clouds to be with the Lord, and so we will be with the Lord forever and ever. We will all be joined together, all come together, all be gathered together there before the Lord, together with him, participating in his second coming, rejoicing in it, delighting in it. I mean, think about this, that what a moment this will be. First of all, we get to see Jesus. We get to see him coming in power and victory, glorified, exalted, the triumph of our Savior and our King. But then we get to enjoy that together. If you have ever had a moment of great joy in your life, whatever that may be, a great victory that you've accomplished, a great achievement, whatever it is, by nature we want to share that, don't we? We want to have other people around us and hug them and celebrate with them and share that with them. We want them to be with us. You know, it's to find out we win and have this great celebration and we're just by ourselves. It's kind of lonely. When we have a great joy and a great celebration, a great moment of celebration in our life, we want to celebrate with others. That's what we're made for. We want to share that joy. And we'll get to share that, this great moment of celebration and victory, and we get to share it with each other, which will add to the joy. And then we all share it together with Christ and know that this is it. We'll never be separated from him again. We'll never be apart from him again. There'll never be distance between us again. We will dwell with the Lord forever. It's a great and glorious moment, an awesome moment. And as Paul says at the very end, therefore encourage each other with these words. They're given to us for our encouragement. So let's not get too caught up in, you know, whatever differences of opinion we may have about how all this works. The promise is the same for all of us, and we all get to the same place, that we are all gathered together with the Lord when he returns to celebrate, to rejoice, that those who have passed on before us will not be, they're not going to miss out. They'll be there. We'll all be together. The reunion of us with our Savior, the reunion of us with those who have gone before us, the entirety of the church for all of history, joined together in that triumphal moment. That's an encouraging word, and we need to encourage each other with that. And remind each other that this is our end. This is our destiny. And one way or another, we'll all be there to celebrate it. Thanks for joining us on the Prayer Closet. Remember, you can always call if you have a prayer request during the day. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's always somebody here who'd be happy to pray with you at 419-389-0893. You can get your prayer request to us at any time at prayer@yeshome.com. Just email or text. And you can get connected to Live Online Spiritual Coach for an online chat session. That's available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at our website, yeshome.com. Just click on the Chat Now button. I'm Pastor Tommy Briggs. This has been the Prayer Closet. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow.